All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite with you for another great action-packed episode of Pro Wrestling America. This week we have the debut, finally, of Mike Jones as he starts off our card against Hollywood John Tatum. We have the gauntlet still going on. This time the title is on the line. Curtis Thompson versus Farouk. Razor and Iceman try to get their hands on each other. The Southern Rockers facing off against the Nightmares. The Rock and Roll RPMs facing off against the Stud Stable. Illinois heavyweight title on the line again this week as we have Bunkhouse Buck giving Italian Stallion his automatic return match this week. So we got a great lineup here, plus what's happening in the IAW International title tournaments. Let's get to it then. Mike Jones and Hollywood John Tatum have a great match to start off the card, but it is quick. Tatum goes for a backslide, but Tommy Young sees his feet on the ropes. Tatum complains to Young, but Jones wraps him up in the Million Dollar Dream for the win in a time of 2 minutes, 56 seconds. Interstate 74 title on the line. Curtis Thompson and Farouk take two. Farouk again dominates the match. Thompson sees his title slipping through his fingers. He leaves the ring after ducking a clothesline from Hell. Tommy Young counts him out in a time of 4 minutes, 45 seconds. Thompson gets to keep the title, but he can't get past Farouk in the gauntlet. There's going to have to be something. He's going to have to figure out something. Next match, picking up from last week in both the interview as well as the Illinois heavyweight title match. Razor Ramon versus Iceman King Parsons. And they have a great match. Both men give their best shots for the crowd. Razor goes for a third Razor's edge in the match, but Iceman counters it with the face buster. When Razor gets back to his feet, Iceman hits the butt thump for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 41 seconds. Ramon is not happy with that, but he's going to have to try again some other time. Next match has State Patrol facing off against Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Jerry the King Lawler, the American heavyweight champion, comes out to the ring to watch the match from the announce table. Parker is too focused on Lawler. Marconi gets the pin on right after a flying elbow drop after Zbyszko powerbombs him. So the match is over in 8:57. Parker is still yelling at Lawler. After Parker realizes the match is over, he climbs back into the ring. He gets into Marconi's face, but Zbyszko nails him with a forearm smash. The two tag teams continue to brawl. Zbyszko tosses Parker out of the ring. Lawler grabs his American heavyweight title belt from the announce table. As Parker gets to his feet, Lawler nails him with the title belt. Lawler leaves the ringside area as Zbyszko and Marconi take right down again with another powerbomb elbow drop combination. So State Patrol not faring very well this week because Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker is too busy, too focused on his title shot with Jerry the King Lawler. The things people do when they get a one-track mind. All right, let's shift gears for a minute. IAW International Title Tournament update. Last week we had our matches from Pacific Northwest where Trevor Murdoch beat Chris Candido, and Harlem Heat beat Greg Valentine and Gino Hernandez. The same day in Motor City Wrestling, Barry Windham beat Bulldozer Brian Lee, and Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda defeated the Steiner Brothers. On the 4th in Maple Leaf Wrestling, Owen Hart defeated AJ Styles, and the Briscoe Brothers, Jack and Gerald Briscoe, defeated the Fabulous Ones. The next day on the 5th, Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated Ravishing Rick Rude. Again, some of these first round matches could have been finals. And on the 7th, yesterday, we had Pretty Wonderful defeat Rocky Johnson and Rocky Maivia up in Stampede Wrestling. So we've got the semifinals set now, with Barry Windham facing off against Stone Cold Steve Austin, Trevor Murdoch facing off against Owen Hart. Harlem Heat gets the Briscoe Brothers, and Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda get Pretty Wonderful. So that looks to be a great setup for next week's matches. It's going to be a great tournament with the way these matches have paired out. Speaking of great matches, let's see what happens when the Southern Rockers and the Nightmares get in the ring together. In this storyline concerning the four top tag teams in the Illinois Tag Team Division, it might be surprising to fit the two babyface teams against each other. However, the Southern Rockers and the Nightmares don't have much love for each other. The two teams have a great match for the first 10 minutes. Wayne whips Dahl across the ring. When he rushes across the ring with an avalanche splash, Dahl drags Nick Patrick into the corner. As Patrick is down, all four men brawl in the ring. The Stud Stable rushes into the ring. They attack both teams. The Rock and Roll RPMs are right on their heels. When Nick Patrick gets back to his feet, all four teams are battling with each other. He calls for the bell and declares the match a no contest at 11:15. The four teams don't notice the bell ringing. They're too busy trying to dismantle each other. While they are battling, the lights go out. When the lights come back on, all four teams are gone. No one knows what happened to them. Hopefully, the other two teams are still around somewhere so they can have their match in a few minutes. Because their match comes up after the Illinois Heavyweight title match. Bunkhouse Buck defending the title against Italian Stallion. Buck has no problem giving Stallion this rematch, even though this means having to defend the title a second week in a row. He believes he's going to have an easy match, but Stallion shows why he is a former Bruce City Wrestling and Illinois champion. But Buck still gets the pin after a pile driver to retain the title in 24 minutes, 36 seconds. We move on to the other side of the four-way dance in the Illinois Tag Team Division, this time with the two heel tag teams. And no one has seen any of the four tag teams since the blackout, and that was about 30 minutes ago. We have a non-title match scheduled between the RPMs and the Stud Stable. And the match barely gets started before the Nightmares and the Southern Rockers rush the ring. Referee Jerry Calhoun immediately calls for the bell and declares the match no contest in a minute 25. We're going to have to figure out a way to allow any combination of these teams to have a match where we can actually have a finish. Maybe we're just going to have to put all of them in the ring at the same time. Maybe we just need to handcuff two teams to their locker room doors. Both are interesting ideas. Come back and see where this storyline goes. But we still have two more matches. Universal Heartthrob taking on Eric Watts. Again, all this goes back to the Tower of Doom match. And they start brawling as soon as Idol gets into the ring. They brawl for a few minutes in and out of the ring until Idol slams Watts' head into the ring post before rolling into the ring just before Jerry Calhoun's 10 count. After the bell rings, Watts rolls into the ring. Idol grabs his legs and drags him into the middle of the ring and wraps him up in the Las Vegas leg lock until Calhoun is finally able to pull them apart. Your winner is the Universal Heartthrob in a time of 6 minutes, 7 seconds by countout. And and that is just by the skin of his teeth. Our main event tonight is the Gorgeous Gentlemen facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. And the two tag teams have a great match. The Gilberts have things in control until Larry Zbyszko rushes the ring and attacks Garvin. The Gilberts and Zbyszko take advantage of their 3-on-2 advantage until Watts and Fortune come down to the ring. Zbyszko leaves the ring quickly, but the Gilberts stand toe-to-toe with the former Illinois Tag Team Champions for a moment before Alexandra pulls Watts and Fortune away to help with the Gentlemen. So the Gorgeous Gentlemen get the win over the Gilbert Brothers in a time of 18 minutes, 17 seconds. And it's just one of those things. Zbyszko is still not happy with Garvin for some reason. And we're not really sure why. But we're going to have to see where this may go. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite. Thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.